take the opportunity to be here tonight. I'm Yvonne Williams, President of Printer CID. And I'm joined here by some very, very important partners. I'm so appreciative of the councilmen that are here tonight. And Dunwoody, thank you so much for your leadership and initiative to kick off comprehensive planning, which is a very big initiative for the city. Members of the Comprehensive Planning Committee, thank you for joining and being part of the kickoff of these community outreach meetings. David Sutherland, my colleague at the Perimeter Transportation Coalition. My team of staff expertise, we have David Purcell, Donna Morgan, and our wonderful colleague, Stan Harvey. So with all these people, you can imagine that we should be able to present something that's pretty phenomenal tonight. And we're excited about doing that. If you read the paper, today there's not very good headlines, okay? The headline said office will have a 12-year supply. We're all about office in the Perimeter, as you can see from our presentation tonight. That's not the news we want to celebrate when we're talking about building this community and the excellence of building a quality of life here. What you're going to see tonight that I hope to impart is all about two words, relationships and partnerships. For over 10 years, which we have just celebrated with the CID 10-year anniversary, of things that have happened to transform the Perimeter market, absolutely a transformation from being a suburban gridlock, traffic nightmare, snarled community to an accessible, mobility-driven, pedestrian access, livability, mixed-use development with amenities that are second to none in the United States. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying that to be funny here tonight. It is true that this is the way that our community is going and growing and developing and being part of a quality initiative that all has to do with Dunwoody and Sandy Springs and Perimeter Center and the ability to have the partnership relationships to really put this community on the top of the economic spectrum, where tomorrow's headline will be different about the Perimeter area. So I'm excited about sharing our story tonight. And Stan's going to help me with advance because we don't have a remote, okay? But that's okay. We don't want to listen to PowerPoint all night. But here's the beginning of the story. In 1999, we established boundaries, created legislation. Our board of directors, which are commercial property owners, stepped up and said, we will self-tax ourselves, to create a Perimeter CID district to start looking at transportation initiatives, really getting into the ball game of helping resolve some of the bad problems we had back in the 1990s of gridlock and congestion and traffic snarl. So here you see the boundaries. There's two CIDs together. Actually, we still have three. On the south side, we have the DeKalb County margin of our area, but we have Sandy Springs on the left at the center of the line between Peachtree and Dunwoody, over the 400, and on the right you have the Dunwoody side of the market, and you can see the boundaries of the corridors around the commercial properties. This is the history again. In 1999, we were able to look at a cross-jurisdictional concept. The first part of the CID was created in DeKalb. We came back 2 years later and created the sister cityhood of the Fulton side of the market, creating the two CIDs together. Very, very strict mission to work in transportation for access, mobility, diversification, and modernization. That was the premise of our focus. So we did not get into a broader mission, as you can imagine, into multi other areas of things that would not deal with transportation. Our board was very, very strict on sticking to that mission, and we have done that for the 10 years. Here are the designated board members. They are there because of their assets and ownership in the market. The relativity of board ownership is that you're seated on the board because of your assets that you own in the area of the CID boundaries, and they are elected by that premise of their parcel ownership on both sides. You'll see Fulton and DeKalb. Great statistics about Perimeter, and we have some handouts here tonight that I hope you'll take home because these show the real branding and the real significance of this market. And sometimes we don't think about, when our lovely communities are here together, which is wonderful, we don't think about the Southeast significance of this market. But the highest concentration of Fortune 500 companies are in Perimeter. More than 4,000 and 100 plus jobs, 100 plus jobs commuted into this area every day. and the ability to expand to that number over the next 10 years, if you have the ideal economy, would double the ability to have that kind of job sophistication in this market. We also have $3.5 billion of capital investment in this market. And later in the presentation, you'll see what that means to the state and local tax digest for this kind of real estate investment. Because of the CID's initiatives and the leadership, and again, those two words, relationships, partnerships, we have been able to champion over $600 million worth of transportation funds to this area, things that you see now in the ground, or that are now in construction, being sidewalks, intersections, bridges, overpasses, interchanges. This is the ability to leverage funds from the CID of initial investment. The presence of three MARTA stations has been significant to the Fortune 500 lure to this area. And obviously, another known fact here is the largest investment of medical facilities right here in the perimeter area, right here in all of the region of Dunwoody and Sandy Springs to Cache County. Getting into the area of tonight's call for the community meeting, was the ability to be able to be part of the Livable Centers Initiative. The Livable Centers Initiative, a program of the Atlanta Regional Commission, they kicked off this program about the time we were created. They started a planning grant opportunity for communities that had their design and their community organization together in planning and developing tools for zoning and different kind of land use development with types of streetscape and design standards that they could compete for grants. And we immediately got into that mainstream and started identifying what our standard would be here at Perimeter. So we selected all the design standards of what you see with the lighting fixtures, the crosswalks, the branding of the pedestrian crossings, the signalization. That was our initiative to get kicked off so that we could compete for several grants to allow us to put over $10 million just in those type of immediate improvements into the market. So this was our timeline to get all of that in place while the region in general was competing with over $500 million worth of available funds and several communities looking at LCI programs in the region. We created the Perimeter Focus Plan. It was our vision plan. We did this with the Cabin Fulton partnerships because our market does cross the two counties, as you know, and now the two cities, and we asked to go forward and have a five-year update, and we're now due for our update, which we've engaged to do, to be ready for 2010. And that's where we're involved with the Dunwoody City, so that we're correlated together on the work that was done previously and what we need to do to continue those standards going forward in the market. The plan premises were basically these points: transportation challenges, the ability to capture our market share, understanding that new development patterns, footprints would come into an urban center, to look at a framework plan and a five-year action plan so that we can definitely create the areas of concentration for commercial, residential, retail, and those connectivities. And here's some pictures that kind of show you what that vision would look like. Mixed-use development in the core of the corporate area, a very, very strong advantage for our market share. Offices and amenities connecting. Look at the reconfiguration of pedestrian connectivity to offices, the ability to have parking amenities, and the ability to access retail and without having individuals having to use their cars for multiple trips in the area. That's very significant to us transforming Perimeter to be a pedestrian-friendly market, and all those connections and uses being integrated for the long term of the master plan. Greenways, pedestrian, intersection improvements, open space, and public gatherings. We'd love to have all that in place today. Well, that's where we're going in the next 10 years, is to create the infrastructure needed the first 10 years, and then now look at the greenways, the pedestrian ways, the bikeways, all the things that can now make this grid of residential, office, retail really work together as a multi-use connectivity market. 1999, this is kind of what you would see. It's primarily a shopping office hotel district, but truly the suburban model. Typical, sprawl area where things are not really connected, mixed-use development was not a vision for the market, and there was not a balance of jobs to housing ratio, and I'll get into that in a few minutes, but it was a very, very strong suburban edge city type image for the perimeter market. Today, you're starting to see the evolution of mixed-use connected into transit stations, the mix of having new housing where people now are living closer to their work. They're choosing the perimeter market because they can live, work, and access retail and amenities here. And a whole scale of walkability, a walkability scale that's very unique compared to other employment districts in the city in general. So it's an advantage. It's an advantage to have that as an economic tool, as an ability to create new interest and investment here, an ability to have families and community space to where people enjoy the market and use it and not have to utilize their cars for everything they're doing to maximize their mobility in the area. As you can see, we're looking at quality design standards. Stan will be the first to tell you when we get down into the question and answer area. If Stan helps us look at what are some of the quality design standards to create scale, to create bringing property values up to a new level of market value, and allow for our senior citizens and our new generations to live in places of quality, to live places that they can enjoy, to have ability to enjoy their community access points, and to have good design. So good design is really part of our vision to allow for these new streetscape standards to bring in this kind of, to entice this kind of development to the area. Stan, come back to that. This is a very important statistic down here. If you had looked at this market in 1999, you would have something like a 7-to-1 jobs ratio. Is that correct, Stan? We had only one housing unit available that would be a choice for people that wanted to live here. So that meant that 7 people working here basically were only living here at a ratio of 1-7. Now, because of the ability to bring in mixed-use type of development, you have choice of a statute already just in 10 years of 4.5-to-1. That's a very good margin compared to quality areas like Midtown, Buckhead, and other areas that are really looking at the compatibility of housing to job ratios, biking areas, walkability areas, and less dependency on car traffic. So we're excited about that to create that for the model. Land use, there's all kinds of configurations here. What we're trying to do is bring in good infill, saving green space where we can, and have that partnership with city councils to do that. And now going into the area where we create new park space among this configuration. 99, you would have seen just a typical, now wouldn't you like to see this in this economy now?
Yeah.
But it's not happening, okay? So basically, but this was a commercial market in 99, lots of office. The good news for us is we didn't overbuild here. You know, one of the things about the economy right now is because we don't have a lot of tower new construction in the market, it allows the other real estate properties to begin to absorb where they can negotiate new tenants, new leases. But their interest is because of the CID and the perimeter image that they have. They like the fact that this place is transformed enough to where we begin to have infill, even though we don't have the new construction on the ground. So we're excited about that particular dynamic. Of course, office market share. We've been always ahead of the curve on office market, but even some people today said the new statistics out with Real Estate Magazine saying that Perimeter's on top. Still, we're on top of the area with the ability to offer office market share. This would be the kind of environment, you would have seen this down Ashford Dunley Road. I know all of you all know this because you're more of a citizen base than even I am, but this was the CalPAC of how people access Ashford Dunwoody on a day-to-day basis. And you would have even signs that Donna likes to share with me that she captured one day that said, no pedestrians, don't walk out here. And we were telling people not to walk. We were telling people not to get out and have a sidewalk experience. That's not the case today. Over now, you have 5 miles of sidewalks, you have a streetscape, you have beautiful patterns for safety where people can cross, see countdowns, see technology, have ATMS technology in the ground. And when we get to our best state, that will all be coordinated between Sandy Springs and Dunwoody. Wouldn't that be a great thing? all the corridors of signalization would be in one timing system, and your lights would be synchronized to where you would never have a problem of gridlock in terms of technology put in. That's our next stage, okay? Pedestrian environment, public space is very important there to there. And personally, my mission is, I hope that we see some beautiful, beautiful pocket parks in this area in the future. So something that allows us to have a mixed-use trail where people can get out on their bicycles and their multi-uses and access the market even more significantly than what we've had today. I hope we see a venue out here, some venue where you have Artscape. But, I mean, I'm over the top. We're doing transportation for the first 10 years, but we're going to get into some ways to co-partner with you all on what that needs to look like. And this is the map that's going to be a national standard, okay? A national standard. We need pods at perimeter that show walkability scale. We want to measure everything that we put in the ground to say that are you within a 1,500-foot margin that is walkable. And if we can get to that statistic, then we're showing that everything we put in place allows people from office markets, going to retail markets, going to housing space or recreation, have the ability to say they're within the distance of acceptability to walk. And all our transit stations have ability to be walkable. Now, this is something that I will give credit to Ms. Donna Morgan. She found it on the national scale. We came out of the box with it. We showed it to our board. And this is what we're doing to measure what we're putting in the ground today so that everything that we can finally say that we finished out in Perimeter's market has some kind of walkability measure. So we're excited about that, and we'll try to even go to national standards to make it even better. This will be your typical photo that Dan would show you from the past. Here we now have the 209 identity. Now, we are happy about our awards, and they all came from very, very strong partnership and relationship standards. But these are the things that we have achieved over the 10 years that have been of regional and statewide national significance. Let's slow on this one. Our total CID investment. For our standards of people that are willing to assess another 4 mills of property tax, that's what our board does, another 4 mills, which it ends up being, for both CIDs together, $6 million a year, about an average. What we have done is advanced design and engineering and spent $14 million of our funds so that we could have $98.5 million in additional funds. And then we have done that through partnerships with local governments to get the local match money in place. So this is a very, very good statistic to show our board members that we're returning investment. And that's a very conservative number, because even as we speak today, going into 2010, we've got new projects that have already been announced that I can't announce, but we're very excited about as we speak that will happen. Class A office space, vacancy is probably, obviously in this economy, it's a little strained right now, but there are people that are beginning to look at coming back into this area because they've been in the North Market and they're thinking coming back in might be a good thing. So we're not in doomsday, but we're not taking it for granted that we've got to keep moving to bring these standards up to have the infrastructure in place to create the job market needed for the area. And that goes into the economic forecast. Big picture, continue to keep working on that job-to-housing ratio. That's very important for this area. Continue to be building mixed-use development in a commercial core and making assets around those transit stations. Those transit stations are a golden shoe for this area, and making that development concentrated around those transit stations would be a huge opportunity for this area. So we get into the land use transportation connectivity, which is very much the marriage that needs to happen. And as we go forward, the framework plan that goes into our next LCI advance, which we have to update for 2010, shows that pod of going from the transit village to the transition from transit to neighborhoods. In other words, if perimeter is a transit zone and a mixed use, then we need to have a good buffer that goes into the neighborhood zones so the neighborhoods are sustainable. But everything in the densification of perimeter makes good sense with connectivity to commercial, retail, and maybe residential. But it's a great way to do that efficiently and have the buffers that go out outside of these boundaries to create that connectivity to neighborhoods. Values we all need to adopt. Roadway, intersection, streetscape, bike, pedestrian is the future, how we connect grids between bikes. Open space, and as I mentioned, public enhancement. Things that we can do to really brand the perimeter area with public infrastructure that shows our unique character. The big projects that were so important for connectivity. If you improve intersections and sidewalks, that's one thing, but if you don't have a perimeter parkway bridge that connects from Lake Hearn back over to Dunwoody, then you're really not doing a whole lot about 285, the traffic that compiles on Ashford Dunwoody Road, as well as Peachtree Dunwoody. If you're not doing anything at Hammond Drive to create a new half diamond connection to 400, so that we can now have access from Hammond Drive to Georgia 400, then we're not doing a whole lot to relieve trucking off of Abernathy, which is the main corridor there to get from 400. Guys and gals, that is now under construction. That was announced 2 weeks ago. Have those half diamonds at Hammond Drive ready to go and by the year 2011. Okay, the Ashford Dunwoody Bridge is already there, and that the next big project we need to get done is the Ashford Dunwoody Interchange. And then you'll have all the connections from 285 to 400 to allow this place to have better circulation, less gridlock, more connectivity, and the ability to have introduce new things in the future like shuttles and transit, things that really make us a true transportation network. So this is the project, the flyover bridge that was completed November 07. Okay? This is a project that's on our list for 2010, a full streetscape on Lake Hearn. Sandy Springs, Marta. These are kind of visuals that would happen. This is the Sandy Springs side. Nance Brothers and I have been working on a lot on this, but this would be a great project of redevelopment when the markets clear up and the capital markets allow people to get their financing going forward. This would be the kind of a community town center you could see in the vacant property across from the Dunwoody Station, where the mixed-use development makes absolute sense in the commercial core, and you have a really good plaza and great park space and really good value of project development there. Bringing in bus rapid transit is a great opportunity as we go forward in the future along the north end of 285 or on Hammond Drive, where you connect from Rossville Road all the way into the Dunwoody Station. And that's a project we've championed. We really took a partnership with Cumberland CID and asked for some federal money to get this thing identified so that we can begin thinking about this long-term for the region. And hopefully we're going to see that in our lifetimes, some transit that comes into the perimeter market. Plazas, parks, open space, bike routes, green lanes. All these pods that you saw on the walkability map make sense in the comprehensive plan to begin to make that come together for our footprint. This is the please pardon our progress, okay? It is frustrating, I know, to go to the mall right now, and it is very frustrating to go down Perimeter Center West, and we've got improvements out there, and if we had to do that over again, they'd be working at night, okay? But it costs a lot more money to get a contract let at night. But this thing is about to be finished. I'm not going to tell you the exact date, but I heard something today about November, December, so give me a little flex here. But this is going to be a beautiful corridor with sidewalks, streetscape, connectivity up to the Sandy Springs Station. And so when you're going to the mall and you might decide to go over to the Simba Project, maybe you decide you want to go to both places, you can safely cross the street now. You can park your car, you can go to the restaurant, you can enjoy both experiences. We can have retail value councilmen, people spend the money, you know, they can stay here and spend a little bit more money when they go to two or three places. So this is going to be nice, but please pardon it because it's a mess right now. We understand, okay? So here's the 10-year history, the 22 intersections, the residential commercial framework. These are the designs. Go back to this thing in a second. These are patterns that we like and we're going to continue to build upon. We like the identification of pedestrian walkways. People see it, understand it, they can cross mid-block. We want safe bike lanes. We want people to have identified bike lanes. We want streetlights that have significance and brand the market. So these are things that we've adopted for the standards. And this is just another laundry list of the kind of identity factors we adopted with the board's blessings. Here's how Enfield comes together. A lot of people don't understand density. This is a positive approach to density. You bring things to the street to human scale. You bring things to where pedestrians have access. You create the mitigation of traffic. You allow quality development to be dealt with in layers and connectivity, and you divide that with some kind of green scale of connectivity. That's what density is about. But a lot of people understand it. It's a tough image. But in a commercial core area, it makes absolute sense, and it creates value of property and environmental stewardship, which we all want to be environmentally correct these days and save our planet, okay? So it helps us to do that when we look at scale and quality of choice and architecture. This is the project we kicked off with Governor Perdue about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, our 10-year anniversary, Perimeter Parkway. Huge fast-track investment that has created a whole corridor of significance along the west side of the mall. That's the kind of thing we want to continue to build out. This is a project that's been talked about a lot in Dunwoody, I think, in terms of the vacant property across from the Dunwoody Station, the High Street project. Unfortunately, if they had their money in the bank, fortunately, they'd be out of the box right now. They don't have the capital market in place, but they're ready to go, and they love the project. And the investors have already been cleared for their development footprint. But these are kind of the visuals that allow that project to be coordinated to our market. Here's the projected new development. This was all the numbers before 208 hit, fall of 208. But these were all the projects lined up that were attracted to Perimeter, square footage, size, hotel range, residential. But you have to understand, these are all not going to be coming online. Some of these will be drawn out for the next 5 and 6 years, maybe one or two, maybe fortunate to come out in 2012. But these are the kind of projects that have interest to come in and infill the commercial core, be part of the commercial core in the development footprint. Here are brand new numbers. City Councilman, wake up, guys, gals, I want you to see this. $43.6 million in city-county taxes, $8 million in sales taxes, and $1.2 million in additional CID's revenue. These are just the market statistics for economic impact. The investment in Dunwoody, $3.7 million in CID funds, $555 million in total investment, includes bridge, traffic modifications, intersections, and several streetscapes. That's all in the Dunwoody market. Here is your signature project. Bless your hearts, you get to announce a finished project at your gateway of the Dunwoody Village into the Perimeter. We're about finished. The punch list is in line for this one. And I know there's a lot of punches. Okay, a lot of people have input about what they want in this project. This is now on record time frame complete, except for the punch list. So we're excited about that one. Go back to that one. This is what we invested in that project. At the CID ability to leverage funds, and y'all were able to come in as a great partner to create that pocket park. So if you got a park in the intersection, not many people do that together, but that's neat for the area. The value of Perimeter in the city of Dunwoody is $2.2 billion presently. That's 70% of the city's tax revenue, and we contribute a net of $3.3 million annually in revenue for the area, and that's on these numbers today. We'll keep that updated as we go through our economic forecast. Here's our future. If we continue to partner in economic development, if we continue to partner in transportation investment, shared interest in the city's future, we can become the premier urban center of the Southeast United States. We can provide our children with a quality place to live. We can attract people to live here without using their cars, a more healthy society, and we can preserve some green space along the way. Wouldn't that be nice? That can happen. That is absolutely can happen. And we're so excited about Councilman Dan Gloss and others in this room who want to go into the tourism area to create a village that has preservation, historic resources to attract visitors, celebrate the community spirit here, and to brand this. And I have the best team in the world to do the marketing. So, you know, we don't have to reinvent the world here. We're trying to do that. We can collaborate with the community, the organizations, and create a strong marketing brand that when this economy starts turning around, why would you not look at Perimeter? If you're going to look in Atlanta, and you're going to have a good location for a corporate center and schools and amenities and community facilities, why would you not look at Dunwoody Perimeter? You want to be here. So your market values are going to continue to grow, and the community is going to continue to grow, and we won't be behind the curve because we've got all this transportation portfolio in place. And now we can look to the bigger picture of doing the other things we want to do with the venues and the community spirit of quality of life factors that are not being done now, but can be done in the next 10 years. So I had some emails that said I should say this, but I decided to say this, okay? But now I want to leave it open for questions because the technology person here, Mr. Harvey, will tell you about how our standards became a very strong model for other markets in the city that want to create CIDs like ours, and how they were copied and used, and that they're very strong and they create strong value. And then my other team can answer the questions about things like how we're going to get into the future together with you all on the green space and the venues and the things that really make a difference as we try to think about the full spectrum. But before I finish, I have to remind you to do one thing. We just unveiled today a survey on our website. I don't know a lot about websites, but I do respect this number. Donna tells me we had 75 hits. The thing came up on about 3 o'clock today. It is a survey of what people say they like about Perimeter, what they would ask for if they had, you know, another amenity, and they're saying, and they have some questions to answer. They're saying that they're glad they're not using their car anymore. That they're either walking everywhere at lunchtime. Can you imagine what that's done to this area, not to have all these people in these office buildings out in their cars trying to go to lunch, but now they're walking and they're visiting and paying money to go to restaurants and buying things in the Perimeter area and using that sales tax dollar to create the economy. We're getting a lot of feedback that people are saying, keep going, get transit shuttles in this market later. We'd love to have transit. We'd love to have, like, a, you know, streetcar. I mean, everybody wants to see something that helps them get to the MARTA transfer, and they want to be able to access the points that are great about this comprehensive plan. You go to the village, come to Perimeter, you go over to Shamley Dunwoody, come back to Perimeter, access the market, do the neat things. So we must be on the right track. So please go to that survey and answer it if you have an interest. Donna can say more specifics, but it's kind of a neat thing to see what the citizens are telling us. Citizens here and the people that are working here, and they all have decided they might want to try to move and live here for the future, so that's a good thing too. Okay, what's the format? I know it's 10 to 8. What else were we supposed to do, Mike? Question and answer.
What is the website?
www.perimetercid.org. And it will actually be on Monday, so if you wait till Monday. But you all have one of these little things in your chair that does have our website on it.
I think we have stand here, and we can't break. You know, I think he should tell us, in all due respect, he should tell you how he sees from his work he's done in Midtown. He did work with the Dunwoody Village, obviously. He did the overlay work. I think he should give y'all a little bit of his perspective of how dynamic this has come together, and what he sees is sort of the big missing pieces that could come together as we build that connectivity. So why don't you say a couple things, Stan?
Sure. Thanks, Yvonne. Good evening. I won't take too much time because I know Michelle and Mike want to get into your questions, but I think you've caught the enthusiasm. I just have to follow the vision. We're more the technical people, but I think the board and Yvonne and you all too have kind of embraced the idea of this transformation. We've been able to invest a lot of money, but I think Yvonne's hit on the next steps, which are to continue to invest in the stuff that you see when you're walking around. Open space, signage, increased transit. I think that's the next wave of stuff. And I think, you know, in 99 when we started working, or 2001, you know, it was kind of this question, a tipping point of where's Perimeter going, right? I hope that while it probably hasn't all been to your satisfaction, that you generally feel like it's moving in a positive direction, and that we still have work to do. And I know that's what has also been great about working for the CID is obviously if you've got people who believe strongly enough to tax themselves to do the kinds of things that we're talking about, that's a tremendous opportunity for the city to get a lot of stuff done fast. So I think you know, we want to continue to work with you all and Michelle and the rest of the team and Mike because you're going to institutionalize this, we hope, and you'll refine it. I mean, we're open to your all's input. It's your, we hope, perimeter is, you know, obviously your possession too. And so we'll kind of continue. The comp plan is perfect timing with the LCI update where it's a chance to kind of refine the vision.
Thank you. So the city hosted the meeting tonight so that we could hear about the specific plans and the kind of investment and the future that the CID has been working hard to bring here. As it relates to putting it into policy, you have a handout that she, Yvonne's PowerPoint, there was a map about what the framework looks like. And most of that map is in this area that the city of Dunwoody needs to think about what you want to put as your official policy. So we want to open up for questions, especially about the team that the CID has brought, and especially for you to give us feedback. On the first page, we have some questions. It's great to hear about the survey. I don't know how the city will want to incorporate, but it would be great to see about the survey results and how that informs the steering committee. We have many several more months of putting together your policy statement with you. But there are questions here, and we're asking you to fill in about a vision statement. Our first step in putting this into policy is this the vision statement so the city can support. One thing to be aware of with the Livable Centers Initiative, to be eligible for some of these funds, there is a requirement. I mean, is the city behind these kind of investments, these kind of pedestrians? So that is part of getting the regional funds directed here from these grants, these matching grants. There is a vision statement for you to think about that would be the policy, that's a draft of a policy, and then your input. And especially it says, what are the issues most important to you? And so this is a great opportunity to ask or let the folks here tonight tell them what most concerns you, and then any other questions you have for each other as you discuss some of the items and the specific data that was presented. So to start with, if there's any questions, maybe also for some of the data too, I think, what they need and some of the projects. Yeah.